podcast is for big kids over 8 years old.
ABC Listen.
Last time you went to the doctor, did they by any chance recommend getting the sickness sucked out of you by a worm? You think, I'll wait.
Wait.
What?
Wait. They did what?
They what? Did what?
They did what?
What was that?
That can't be true.
What?
What?
That blows my mind.
That's wild.
What?
They did
that.
That's
what?
So wrong.
Wait.
They did what? That makes you realise we've come a long way since ye old times.
I'm Dr. Tilly von Odi Blake. Well, not really.
But work with me here, because today we're dabbling in some ancient medicine inspired by vampires.
I want to suck your blood.
Aha, I see you are from Transylvania too. But have you met my creepy crawly friend here from Liechtenstein?
Get that leech away from me.
They're like little worms and they bite you and you bleed after that. They suck your blood.
You're right. This is a leech, a type of worm-like creature with 3 jaws, 5 pairs of eyes, hundreds of teeth, 10 stomachs, 34 brains and 9 sets of testicles.
Sorry, what?
Did she just say...
I mean, there are 500 different species, so they're probably all a bit different. But the leech I just mentioned was obviously the most noteworthy. Anywho, all leeches, no matter how many testicles they have, feed on blood. Let's rewind all the way back to ancient Egypt. Ah, yes, here we are. Pyramids, temples. Oh my God, hi, Cleopatra. Can I just say I love your eyeliner? It's literally iconic. Oh, she wasn't listening. As I was saying, it was here in ancient Egypt, 1500 BC to be precise, that leeches were first used to help sick people.
I'd say no.
I'd say no.
No, I'll go and get some medicine from someone.
Well, that's the thing. Leeches were medicine. Doctors and nurses would deliberately put the little suckers on your skin to treat everything from headaches to a potentially deadly disease called typhoid. By the 1800s, doctors were even recommending sticking leeches to your butt to lose weight.
I would never deliberately put a leech on myself.
Like, accidentally, that's okay. But accidentally while I was out in the bush, but on purpose, ugh, no.
Same girl, same. But from the beginning of the 19th century to the early 20th, so like 120-ish years ago, leeches were as common as aspirin or Panadol is today. That time period was even known as, get this, leech mania. It was all because there was a common belief that the best way to treat sick people was to get rid of their blood. It was called bloodletting.
I think that they done that because usually when you get sick and have like a virus, you would have the virus in your blood. And I think that if you stuck them onto you, they would think that it would suck the blood out.
Were you a scientist in the 19th century? Because that is pretty much what they all thought. An author named Rose George has done a whole heap of research into the bloody era.
Throughout history, bloodletting has been extremely popular for all sorts of things. At one point, you would be prescribed bloodletting for blood loss and severe periods, bloodletting. George Washington died from bloodletting. Byron died.
Quick interruption. George Washington is in the first president of the United States, and Byron is in Lord Byron, the famous poet? Sorry, go on.
Although at the height of leech mania, as it was called, they were prescribing like 60 leeches at a time, and people did die from over-leeching.
Whoa, death by leech. What a way to go.
I think that if you have less blood, I would think that you would be more sick because you need blood to like run your body.
Right? You should be a doctor or a nurse. This nurse remembers using leeches in Australia in the 1920s.
When I started, they were really treating pneumonia patients with, believe it or not, leeches on their back. We used to have to strip the patient down here and apply these wretched little sluggy things and put them all in rows on your back. And when they fell off, that was more or less relieving the congestion, and then the patient was given a cup of hot coffee or something and allowed to sleep.
I'll take the coffee, but pass on the leeches. Thank you, nurse. As the 20th century rolled around, scientists began to realise something called germs were causing lots of people's sicknesses, and that medicine like vaccines or antibiotics might be, oh, you know, a little more useful than blood-sucking leeches. But don't freak out. We do sometimes still use leeches in hospitals today.
About an hour's drive from Moscow sits the International Centre for Medicinal Leeches. If you don't like blood-sucking, slimy creatures, this is your worst nightmare.
Worst nightmare? That's a bit dramatic. Have you actually had a leech on your bod? They're not too painful.
I had one at camp and it just did not stop bleeding. I mean, it didn't hurt. It was just really annoying because it kept bleeding. I had to put toilet paper on the part where it was bleeding on my foot because we didn't have any band-aids there.
Yeah, because my friend got a leech on her foot and she didn't even know till we got out of the hike, so I don't think you could really feel it.
I don't know. You can feel it, but then you can't. It's just stuck on there, and when you try to pull it out, you're just too scared if it will vomit stuff back in, and that's how you can cause infections.
Aha, it's actually that vomit stuff that does the work. Leech's saliva can help prevent blood clots. That means it stops your skin from scabbing up and keeps the blood flowing. And that can be helpful in some very specific types of surgery. You know, like reattaching a severed finger.
Yeah, I'd be like, are you sure about this?
Trust me, we only suck your blood when we really need it.
Dr. Von Otty Black is right. We don't use leeches willy-nilly anymore. And that's another reason you can breathe a sigh of relief as you look back on the past and ask, wait, they did what? Till next time.
What?
They did what?
They did what?
I can't believe that.
Find weekly podcast episodes of Wait, They Did What? In the Kids tab of ABC Listen. You can also watch it on iView.